The federal government has announced that large parts of the Lower Murray River are being listed as critically endangered. It's raised questions over how Australia manages its most important waterway. Professor Richard Kingsford is Director for Centre of Ecosystem Science at the University of New South Wales and a member of the Wentworth Group of Concerned Scientists. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Jade.
Just explain for me your involvement in getting to this point where the Lower Murray River has been officially listed as critically endangered.
Yeah, sure. So we're talking about the river from where the Darling comes in at Wentworth in New South Wales all the way down to the mouth of the Murray. Now, some years ago, we were first involved with Humane Society International, who are now Humane World for Animals, when we put together a case, I guess, for the 2013 listing by the then Labor government. It was overturned subsequently by the coalition government. And now I guess we've reviewed that and put the science together again and put that forward for this current nomination. So it's really great to see it get up, because I think all that really is doing is recognising the science and the status of this system and its critically endangered ecological status.
What sort of pressures has this area of the river system been facing?
I mean, the main pressure has been lack of water and, you know, the building of dams and the diversion of water out of the river system, both in the Murray and also the Darling, the sister river of the Darling, have had huge consequences on the biodiversity. And we're talking about, like many rivers, these areas are the sort of hotspots of biodiversity. These are where the floodplains are. These are where, you know, there are incredible cultural values. And so it's really important to sort of take stock of the condition of these areas and then try and work out as a whole how you might deal with it and how you might manage it. And I guess this is why this is a really important initiative in the sense that it's connecting all of these places together.
What is this listing going to mean now in practical terms?
Well, in practical terms, there's a lot being done already for the river. You know, we've got the buyback of water for improving environmental flows. There's a lot of monitoring going on of this river systems. There are also wetlands of international importance within this area, the Chowla floodplain and the Coorong and the Lower Lakes. But I think most importantly, it allows governments to sort of think about this as one connected area and think about all of the different threats. There are invasive species like carp, for example, increasing salinity. And, you know, the challenge of climate change, I think, is one of the more problematic, because we know that the southeast of Australia is drying, and so that means less water in this river system. And it's really going to be a challenge for us to make sure we have enough flooding out onto these floodplains and the lakes and the biodiversity that depends on them. And also, obviously, all those communities along that Lower Murray that depend on that river for tourism and everything that they get from it, which is obviously clearly important.
The government has said that it's not going to change land tenure, though, or prevent existing uses of land and water. What will that mean?
Look, I think that sort of recognises that, you know, there's some legacy issues and, you know, it's not about turning the clock back. It's about getting better about the way we coordinate protection. So I think this listing will certainly put attention on any new developments that might occur that might have a detrimental impact. One of the other communities that's also been listed is Lower Macquarie, and there was a weir proposed at one stage for that, for example. So that's the sort of thing that will be a much better focus on because of the impact of that. But also, we've got to think that it could be a very useful mechanism for focusing funding for works that restore the area or policies that actually add value to the environmental flows that are going out onto those floodplains and down the river and out to the Murray mouth.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where Professor Richard Kingsford, Director of the Centre of Ecosystem Science at UNSW, is my guest. We're speaking about this announcement that a section of the Lower Murray River has been listed as critically endangered. The National Farmers Federation has criticised this decision as unnecessary. It says it adds another layer of complexity to an already heavily regulated system without clear environmental benefit. How do you respond to that argument?
Look, I think it's really about the coordination and thinking of this as a one system and the importance of it. But I guess most importantly, this is also recognising the status of the science and what it's telling us about ecosystems. And I do think it does send a signal about the value of going to larger scales so that we're looking at bigger areas, and that provides benefits in terms of that connectivity across the system. So this ecosystem scale actually picks up on a whole lot of different threatened species, so that you're not playing one-off initiatives and you're actually bringing all that together. So I don't think it's going to really have major impacts in terms of the conservation, but it will be much better in terms of coordinating things. But I do think it's extremely valuable to think about pulling all the science together, allowing us to then say, well, are we improving the status of this over time? Obviously, we would aim to get it down from critically endangered to endangered and maybe least concern if it was possible. But I think it does allow us to really focus on this big system.
And you briefly mentioned this earlier, but the government has also accepted a recommendation to list the wetlands and inner floodplains of the Macquarie Marshes, that's in northwestern New South Wales. That listing is endangered. What impact will that have?
Well, it's a similar sort of approach. It allows us to better coordinate all of the conservation activities across there. And again, you know, it does trigger federal involvement in any developments that might impact on that system. And that is really important, because sometimes states or state departments will put forward a particular development that's obviously going to have an impact. The New South Wales government some years ago proposed a weir in the Macquarie that was going to capture water going to the Macquarie Marshes. So that gives a much more powerful way of the Commonwealth coming in and having that overview and really looking after, I guess, these nationally and internationally important assets that we have, these sort of conservation biodiversity hotspots on our rivers.
Now, as you said, this isn't the first time that the Lower Murray has been listed as critically endangered. Kevin Rudd's government listed it in 2013 before it was overturned by the coalition government. Could this listing now be changed again?
Look, I mean, I think because it's really been going through a series of changes, the federal process allows for the minister of the day to overturn these sorts of nominations. So it could be a political process, but I'm hopeful that really it's about the science and what the science is telling us. We know we've got an independent process in terms of the nomination, which is very involved, and there's an independent scientific committee at the Commonwealth level that reviews this and then recommends to the minister. It's then the prerogative of the minister of the day to then take that nomination on and do as Minister Watts has done and declare this as a critically endangered ecological community. But it really is a way of, I guess, assessing the status of our ecosystems. And so the process is really important, and it needs to be objective and based on the best available science.
Thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks very much, Jade.